100 word stories.
Good evening, everyone. I'm recording this the day before Sunday, which is sometimes known as Saturday, although whatever. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories, and this is the 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com, maybe from a stroke if the pain behind my ear and neck. I don't know. It's probably just a tension headache. We'll find out, won't we? Well, you will. Anyway, the weekly challenge topic this week is a pick two. Cover band, Slow Down, Empty Streets, Sculpture Gallery, and Shred. And at the time I'm recording this, I've only got a few stories in, so I'm wondering if folks are taking a break for Easter or something. If I misplaced your story, go ahead and send it on in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Until then, here are the stories.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. "Slow down," she cried. The streets were empty. A strict curfew was in force. "We can't slow down," he whispered. He grabbed her wrist and pulled her forward. He couldn't leave her behind. She was his world. She had taught him to believe that everything could go back to what it was. That's when he saw them, the three red orbs scanning the alleyway. He instinctively covered her body with his, right before they fired. Years later, she told their child, now the leader of a democratic country, the story of that day when they had to run and hide. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard, and I've chosen a shred and cover band for my pick two. It's called I'm With the Band. He was in a cover band. They called themselves Van Halen. He played guitar. In his mind, he could shred like Eddie, but to be absolutely honest, his two-handed tapping was just a mess of fumbling fingers, and he was the only guitarist I knew who routinely ended up with pick-related injuries. The rest of the band were pretty awful too, and behind their backs we used to refer to them as Van Failing. I drove them to all their gigs, and despite the dreadful music, I always stayed for the whole show. Why? Two words. The groupies. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Slow down. I know it's late, and the empty streets are dark and deserted. You're scared, and that's understandable. You're rushing, focused on getting to your destination as quickly as possible. You walk briskly, glancing over your shoulder, avoiding alleyway entrances, ears attuned to any unexpected sound. But there's really no need to rush. Slow down. Take it easy. Savor the moment. You can afford to take your time, I promise you. You see, no matter what you do, whether you dawdle or sprint, I'm going to get you anyway. So make the most of the time you have left.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Something. But before that, by my reckoning, this is the 20th year at the challenge. So thanks to Elle for what was a long, strange trip it's been. Okay, and the story's called Dawn Patrol. As good as any. It was 4 o'clock in Montmartre. The locals were hosing down the street where the debris of the swarms of Germans and Russians had passed. I had slowed down to a sub-stroll along the glittering, empty streets. Circling out from the main square, I came upon a rather shabby structure and its garage. In a dormer window was this abstract stick model. A small sign in front of the building quietly stated this was Pablo Picasso's studio. No fanfare, just acknowledgement. Best sculpture gallery in the City of Light. If you ever get a chance to visit, throw away the guidebook, wander. And happy 20th, all. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. This is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1040. It's a pick-two challenge. At least I think it is. Anyway, here's my story.
Slow down a minute, Sabrina said. You don't expect Looney Bin to come on a special mission like this. I don't mean to shred your hopes about a happy little threesome heading off on a great adventure, but she just doesn't fit.
From the first time he met Sabrina, she had insisted on making all of his choices for him, and now Bilbert was fed up.
First of all, he growled at her, I want you to stop calling Mindy names. And second of all, she's been a friend of mine for a long time, and she fits to me.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And it's time for the 25th Amendment.
As the tour guide brought the group through a museum, a cheesy cover band was in one room playing ambient music of slicing, shredding, and melting cheese on a grill. Another member was stretching mozzarella, while another was intensely focused, curing a wheel of cheddar. The exhibit itself was full of various sculptures of hats, swords, animals, flowers, and more. They were colorful and seemed to wave in the air. It almost seemed as if static electricity drew them towards you. In each room, the artist could be heard twisting, rubbing, and shaping new sculptures made of vibrant, colorful balloons.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When I was very sick, I kept extensive notes in every receipt and doctor's report. I deducted all the healthcare expenses, and eventually I got better. After a while, the notes and receipts were taking up a lot of space in my closet. So I dragged out the paper shredder and fed the documents in, one by one. A few minutes later, the shredder slowed down. The overheating light came on. I went out for a walk, came back, and continued shredding until the light came back on again. Eventually, the bin was empty, and I got sick again. And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories, or maybe not enough. I don't know. It just, if you're taking your time or if I screwed up, send it on in again, and I'll get it on the feed in a separate post. But anyway, the next topic is going to be classic, and I'm sorry if I screwed up, but it's been a few weeks that, yeah. But things will get better. I did have one interview that went well this past week, but I think they went with someone internal. But cool. I mean, that's how I got my first writing. So hope it works out for them. As well, if you listen to the stories from the week, you'll hear about another thought about another posting where, anyway. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.